The Electoral College will cast ballots Monday. The first elector to proclaim himself faithless is from Washington State. Since then, others have joined him. People who want reform in the election process gathered for rallies, demonstrations, and vigils across the nation and even in France over the weekend. Correspondent Emily Schwing caught up with three outspoken protesters in Spokane on the east side of the Evergreen State, where the majority voted Republican this year.
It's freezing out here.
It is. It's in the single digits today. So why are you out here braving the cold?
I've been protesting since like the 60s, on again, off
we're
again.
From the Vietnam
That's
era.
Right. That's right.
Alice Semmingson, and I live in Deer Park.
Cynthia Hamilton. And I live in Spokane, up on South Hill.
We kind of hoped that we wouldn't have to do this again, okay. I think.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Do you enjoy it?
No.
No.
I'm
don't.
Freezing.
Do I enjoy watching my country being destroyed? Not really. It's not fun at all. My name's Jack Sclay, and I live in Spokane. What we're trying to draw attention to is the fact that it's the Electoral College that actually elects the president. And they can vote for whoever they wish. There's no federal law that requires them to vote to the individual that they're supposedly, you know, pledged to.
What's everybody, like, people are driving by. What are they doing? Are they honking? Are they waving?
People do respond, and the vast majority show support of what of our message and what we're doing and what we're saying.
Lots of thumbs up.
Yeah.
The occasional middle finger.
what are all these things that you're reading? These different quotes and lyrics
we
and
read,
things?
We read the most relevant, Teddy Roosevelt, who said that it was really a citizen's duty to criticize the president, and it was unpatriotic not to do so.
Do you think you could demonstrate for reform in the Electoral College and still have supported Donald Trump?
Yes.
Well, at one time, Trump said, oh, it was terrible.
Right.
It's
Trump
a
himself.
Disaster, the right. Electoral
the
College.
The last election.
And
fact.
Now he says it's genius. Well, only because he won the electoral vote.
Right.
He hasn't won the Electoral College because they haven't voted yet.
That was Alice Semmingson, Cynthia Hamilton, and Jack Sclay in Spokane. The Electoral College votes at noon Monday.